Listen to part of a lecture in a literature class.
Before I continue, I want to sketch in some of the significant events of the life of the writer Jack London. This biographical outline is really just to give you a general picture, so that you can perhaps appreciate how his life and work were related. It's quite clear, I think you'll agree, that the kind of life London led really did show up in the kinds of stories he wrote. But before I go on, I want to remind you all that on Tuesday, I'll be presenting an overview of London's major works. So in preparation for that, I'd like you to read his small masterpiece, To Build a Fire. Okay, now where was I? London was born in San Francisco in 1876. In fact, he never knew his real father, who had left his mother before Jack was born. Biographers have suggested that the anxiety London felt at not knowing the identity of his real father is clearly shown in the themes of many of his books, which often deal with the struggle for survival and the harshness of the natural and human world. So, I think it's true that we get a feel in his stories that London is often trying to make sense of the difficult events of his childhood. As a young man, Jack worked at various jobs, some menial and dangerous, and often adventurous. For example, he sailed the Pacific, worked on a fish patrol to catch poachers, raided oyster farms, prospected for gold, joined an army of unemployed workers, and even spent time in jail. Now, why is all this so significant? Well, it really comes back to the way London used his life experiences in the characters and themes of his stories. In light of the often harsh experiences he dealt with in these kinds of jobs, I think we can also understand what attracted him to socialism and the struggle for improved social and working conditions. London's learning was gained largely outside of institutions. In other words, he learned mainly from experience, but was determined to improve himself and enrolled as a student at the University of California. However, he dropped out after one semester due to a lack of money and perhaps disillusionment with university life. Any of you feel that way? Of course, it's true that he was always a keen reader and studied the works of other writers in order to learn to become a writer himself. I think we can say that he consciously chose the life of a writer in order to escape the unpleasant prospect of manual work. The adventurous life he led provided him with a great deal of material from which to create imaginative literature. Most writers and intellectuals, of course, know about the struggle for survival only from their readings and observations. London, by contrast, experienced poverty, struggle, and danger firsthand. Take, for example, one of his first published stories, Story of a Typhoon off the Coast of Japan, which was taken directly from his experience as a sailor in the Pacific when he was just 17. It is clear in this story, as in so many others of London's, that we, the readers, feel the directness of his writing. And this, I think we can say, is because he wrote about what he knew and experienced so deeply. Now, at first, his submissions to publishers met with very little success. However, he was very determined, and he forced himself to write 1,000 words per day. This disciplined approach to writing eventually paid off, and he gained international fame with a large output of writing. In total, he published over 150 stories, 18 novels, and 7 books of non-fiction, and many of them were translated into different languages. His novel, The Call of the Wild, was the one that brought him lasting fame, and many of his short stories are considered classics. It's true to say, though, I think we can admit, that not all his works are especially good literature. He often wrote carelessly, and there's a considerable part of his output which I think it is fair to say is uninspired and uninteresting to the modern reader. In the last period of his life, London tried his hand at agriculture. Much of his later writing, in fact, is concerned with the pleasures of country life and the satisfaction to be gained from earning a living from the land. He pursued this interest with characteristic energy at his ranch in California, and he continued a tight work schedule right up to his premature death at the age of 40 in November 1916.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. 18. What is the lecture mainly about? 19. According to the professor, what effect did the absence of a father have on London? 20. What does the professor mean when he says this?
However, he dropped out after one semester due to a lack of money and perhaps disillusionment with university life. Any of you feel that way?
21. Why does the professor think that London read so many books? 22. What does the professor imply about London's success? 23. What does the professor think of London's work?